Hey, everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And Tony likes his ladders.
Tony loves a ladder.
I screwed that up. I couldn't decide what to go with. But
I thought you were going to go with Baby Shark.
Yeah.
Tony Shark. Doo, 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 doo.
Tony
Shark.
No, I hear that all day long. No.
Well, no. I know. That's the funny part. That song is always everywhere. It never goes away.
No, it's not funny.
Colleen, how are you doing? How are you holding up? Ethan went home.
Oh, my God. I'm so upset. I was distraught. I was like, why are they not just voting for Rob? That's the way to make him weak is to vote him out.
you was shook.
I was like,
stick with the initial vote and vote Poverty out. She's the bigger threat,
right? So I mean, they,
I don't know. I don't.
Well,
why
I think
you
Adam
Ethan,
screwed that up?
Ethan, I love Ethan, but he's as far as a player. Rob or Poverty is the bigger threat.
Well, I think the Poverty was the smart play, but I think Adam overplayed his hand, and I think kudos to Jeremy and Michelle for effectively achieving the same thing, weakening the power trio, while also sending a message to Adam.
Like, knock it off.
You goofed.
I agree.
Kudos to them, because I think that was the best move from a gameplay standpoint. And Michelle,
I would have voted Robert Poverty.
I would have too.
But now they're neutralized. They're just two players, so they're just free agents. And now Jeremy and Michelle can come swoop and pick them up.
But they're still super smart enough that you can't just leave the. It's like,
I know.
It's like when you take 10 days of antibiotics, but you stop after day 6 because you feel better. Like, you could still get the
you're right.
virus
you're right.
back.
You're right.
Or, well, I guess infection, since viruses don't have any.
Again, Ethan, love Ethan. Great guy. Great story. But as far as player to beat,
I think that we could have really seen something. I feel like we were robbed. The same way I feel like we were robbed when Tony went out second on Game Changers, I feel like we were robbed in seeing what Ethan could really do.
Well, Ethan,
it was only week 3.
Ethan's still in the game. So, you know, there's still more that he can do.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No one's getting past Natalie. On Edge of Extinction.
Yeah, that's fair. I feel it's Natalie's game to lose there. In Edge of Extinction.
If she wouldn't have got voted out, she would win this game.
She may still win the damn game.
She might, because she's a fantastic player. Very smart.
But
she shaded the her elders, though. She was like, they're old. They gave up quickly or whatever.
But it's funny that Danny's out week 2. And Colleen, your winner's pick.
Oh, my God. Don't remind me. I'm so upset.
It's not so funny now, is it?
No. I guess Danny was out week 3. That's wrong on me, right?
No, she was vote 3.
She was vote. You're right. You're right.
So it's still the third.
Oh, I cannot believe.
Now.
That's right. I cannot believe that we're in a game
I think Ethan was my final 3, too.
I think we all. Oh, man. Did you know? You didn't know. Did you? No, did you?
We'll find out when we tally the votes tonight. But Colleen's gonna have to pick another winner's pick, so I'm the only one with a winner's pick.
No, Michelle was your final. It was, you had Natalie, Danny, and Michelle. Yeah.
Well, Michelle's looking pretty good. She's played more in these 3 weeks than
these last 9
days.
She's
playing a fantastic game. What should we do, Jeremy? Anyway,
no, she was
no,
going
she
around.
Did not. Don't
she was
even.
Going around. I will. I listen.
He asked her, "What do you want to do?" And she said, "I'd rather still weaken them and go for Ethan."
She actually made moves. It wasn't just what Jeremy wanted. They're a pair, and they're both making moves. So
I think Jeremy's playing like he always does, under the radar. He's making the moves behind the scenes. He's not getting any blood on his hands, even though Rob stared him down.
Yeah, Rob stared him down. I don't know how behind the scenes that is. I mean, kudos to Rob, I guess, because there's a couple ways you could play it, right? When somebody comes up to you and is like trying to play you and tells you that your number one alliance mate they're going to take out. And like, A, that was kind of dumb because Adam was playing with Rob. It wasn't like he was going up to, you know, some... not Boston Rob person.
Well, Rob said it best. Have you not? You've seen me play. You know what you're doing. You've seen every episode I've been in.
Yeah, you know my
style. What are you thinking?
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, it made no sense to. I mean, why Adam's game was? I think he's just trying to be too clever, and I think he was thinking final. I think he was thinking jury management already. He had to be. I mean, what was the point of telling Rob?
I think he wanted wanted to get Rob to turn on poverty. I think is what he wanted.
I get that's great, but you don't need Rob to turn on poverty.
Yeah, he didn't just need it. He had the votes.
Yeah, and everyone was happy about it, and now he screwed himself over by trying to be again. It either he was afraid of Rob, which at this point you vote poverty out, unless there's a merge somewhere, and if there's a merge,
well, there'll be a swap at some point. But regardless,
probably next
week. If there's a swap next week, then. Surprise. It doesn't matter what you did to weaken them this week because now Rob can just go make another alliance somewhere else and go on their event and like go get revenge for Ethan.
Well, maybe whatever tribe Rob ends up on is smarter and gets them the hell out of there.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably more likely. They're probably like, why is he still here?
Yeah, why is he still here?
We've been saying it from the start. As long as Sandra... poverty and Rob are in the game. They're dangerous.
Well, and,
I mean, obviously Sandra because they've only been a tribal once, but this is now three times.
I know.
And Rob hasn't had a vote yet. No one's voted against Rob.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
Has
he not had a vote yet?
Not a single vote.
Interesting. I didn't realize that.
Which is crazy.
I know. But anyway,
What would have been the over under on that, right?
Right. So what happens if Rob and Sandra are together at the swap? Do you think they just target each other or who gets voted then?
No,
the vote?
They keep each other for a shield. I mean, why would you vote?
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Sandra, we did see a softer side of Sandra. Sandra who wants to leave a legacy of teaching people how to fish.
Well, she was right. There are fish in the ocean.
There are.
She did say there are. Because she said, I told you there were fish here.
Yeah.
So, yes, Sandra knows there's fish in the ocean.
Yeah. It's also interesting that she mentioned that she's retiring after this. Five times is enough. I expected them to call her until she's 78 years old and her to still be like, all right, the queen's staying queen. Let's go. Let's do this.
I give her credit for like, and then coming in and actually trying to be a good, you know, camp. Member with the fishing.
Well, she's changing her strategy, which is good. Yeah. I give her credit for going five times. I mean, that's not easy.
No,
it's not easy.
When people know that you're dangerous.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's almost, again, the three people we keep mentioning shouldn't win this game.
And I can't see them.
I'm starting to think one of them will.
I can't see them winning it. There's no way.
Because at some point the tribes are going to switch up, and like Tyson is going to look at Rob and be like, "What are you doing here? Like you guys are so dumb." And I know that's a Jeremy line, but still, I can see the second like Tyson and Rob get on the same, or anyone. Like I just the whole thing. Kudos. Like, yeah, I don't know.
It's crazy.
It is, but gosh, can we talk about Tony and all of the Toniness this episode?
But again, kudos to Tony where, you know, he's playing a relatively subdued game for Tony.
For Tony.
Like
he's channeling his energy everywhere else.
Yeah, like he almost got eaten by a shark.
Eaten by a shark? Come on.
He has it's seemingly a legit trusting relationship with Sarah where she can trust him that she's going off to do this thing and he's doing the camo makeup with the ashes.
Spit in the coconut.
But does
it make it easier when your tribe doesn't have to go to tribal?
But that's where I give Mule kudos where he's like, I want team unity, I want tribal unity because I want us to win these challenges and stuff like that. And he's right. Like, he's building the right culture keep winning.
Because he wouldn't go far with that without it.
I know. But that...
He may or he may not. I mean, he's got a pretty good alliance with Sophie going on. And they seem to have a...
Are you talking about Sarah? Sarah? And, I think he's talking about...
Oh, you said Yule.
Sarah,
sorry.
Sophie. I said Yule. He's still talking about Tony.
Okay. I'm saying Yule probably
No, I think Yule's the person in the driver's seat on what's that tribe's name? I don't know, the red tribe.
Decal.
And then now I think Jeremy and Michelle are in the power position on the other tribe, even though never count out Rob or Parvati.
Okay, and that's just the thing again. Like, why take Ethan out when we've seen that what Parvati and Rob can do if you just give them a little inch?
Again, it makes every week I'm not going.
But that said,
I'm glad they're in the game,
right?
Because they're great players, they're interesting players. But to me, I just don't get it.
I know.
I just don't get it. I get that they wanted to cut the legs out from Adam because Adam exposed them, mm-hmm. and they didn't. But either way, even if you blindside Parvati and go, you know, they're gonna know who did it. It's just not gonna be a secret. But
yeah,
I would have been my vote. I would get her and Rob out as soon as I could. But
right, and as Parvati said, like, he violated the cardinal rule of Survivor, which is like, you don't go up to somebody's chief ally and be like, "We're taking them out tonight. Come on our side."
Mm-hmm. I didn't understand what Adam was doing anyway. I go, "What are you doing?"
I think you're right, though. He's such a fanboy of Survivor in general that he wanted to be the Godfather's right-hand man. Or at least he wanted to neutralize Rob somewhat.
Tom, you're out.
I think he wanted to neuter Rob, have him flip on Parvati just to save his own butt for another week. Rob's not going to heal, no.
And then we lost Ethan, which is the worst part of all of this, because I was really nervous when I thought we were going to lose Parvati, because I didn't want her to go home so early. Like, I want to see
Not to
Parvati
mention four
play.
Females in a row would have probably
I know. Oh, and
loser.
that's what on Twitter tonight I saw. It was somebody made the comment, I think it was Ryan. Somebody said, Survivor not wanting a man to go home this week, and then that man ending up being Ethan is like asking a genie for three wishes, but not making them very specific. Phenomenal cosmic power.
Because Ethan is so darn likable.
What?
Well, he's so darn likable.
He's so likable. Like, he is, I guess. But he's so likable. You can take him out later on.
Yeah, he wasn't really playing. I mean, from what we saw, his game was to basically do what Rob and Poverty wanted him to do.
We saw some stuff from Ethan, though.
But it wasn't like he was.
And we probably stuff because he went home. He went out so early that there was no point.
And again, you wouldn't want him to. You wouldn't want to go to the finals with him. But I just don't get it. But. That's me.
I know. What other moments happened? Oh, Sarah's stealth challenge. And why would Ben just look at her?
He kind of woke up. But I mean, we've all done that, though. It's actually a really funny. It's an early Jim Gaffigan joke where, like, we've all had those moments where, like, we'll hear like a noise, but we're like tired. Like, something could be trying to kill me, but I'm just gonna go back to sleep.
You know? Well, you got to remember too. They got cameras on them 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
They're probably just thinking, "Oh, camera crew, God, just go away, let me sleep." I want to know who had the spider on their head that didn't know it. Oh, I said, "That's a pretty good sized spider."
That was. I'm sure whoever that was that was watching it tonight.
They say like we eat like three spiders a year or something like that in our sleep or something like that?
Isn't I don't
that
know like if a... that's an urban legend.
Don't tell me. I have enough trouble sleeping at night. What are you doing now, man? Jeez.
I mean, it's a pretty well known thing. It's not. You know.
I know dust and stuff, but.
Anyways. What was Tony trying to do with the charcoal?
I think he's like, trying to, like, you know, make her face
camouflage.
But she's in the pitch black.
It's
that's
Tony.
What, but you don't want any shininess.
Oh my God, that was so ridiculous. I also saw a comment.
It was really cute.
Oh,
I thought it was funny.
Rick Devins on Twitter tonight tweeted, "Putting the ash in Ash Wednesday."
It is Ash Wednesday today.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Where's your guys' cross?
I took Zach on a field trip, so I couldn't get to Mass.
Yeah, Mass.
I did, actually. We went on a field trip. Good times.
Ah,
I was there in my heart. Anyways, yeah, good times.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, what else? The main. I mean, I think we hit the main.
What about a little bit of Tyson Sandra interchange?
Oh, I was convinced that we were gonna get a Tyson Sandra showdown today.
You did, like you were saying it. Then, and I was kind of bummed we didn't get it because you had me all pumped for it.
I know. But
I think you,
I'm okay.
You would have if they would have won the challenge.
Yeah, and maybe that's gonna come next week if they lose. I felt bad for Rob because I feel like him and Michelle, they kind of they at least they put pressure on him. They just didn't have the extra time that the other tribe had.
Oh, yes. Oh, that challenge was great. Like, I was super nervous, like, edge of my
seat. Well,
they're
always so far behind when it gets to the puzzle.
Yep.
I really thought they were going to pull off the comeback, too.
And you, they're close. And you, the other tribe, who was it? Sophie and who knocked out the piece? Was it Sarah?
No.
On the puzzle challenge. Anyway, they were good. They were good, but they started feeling the pressure. But yeah, I don't know. Rob just kind of stands around now.
No, he was engaged in it. Like he got him up in it. But
no, but what thought just sitting there staring. But
he was trying to find something to give crap on Rob to. But the other thing I did really love in this episode was the kind of spaghetti western showdown.
Oh,
when they
my god,
go back,
yeah, Jay was,
and they're all just kind of like just staring at each other like who's gonna make the move, and I thought that was really cool.
They should have got the music from The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
Yeah, I know, it's like
yeah, Jay was a really big fan of that scene, I can attest.
I just thought it was neat, like it was and they all kind of described it as like these are all really good players. They're all like thinking, and just nothing, no word is said, no nothing. You're seeing all their facial expressions and kind of what's
going on
in their
head.
Well,
nobody wanted to leave camp because you leave camp puts a target on your back.
And again, power move by Jeremy. They're like, I'm going. so that was just from a gameplay standpoint. You know, nothing actually happened, but so much was happening. It was a really cool.
Would be a good poker player because he doesn't blink.
Well, he's part of the Poker Alliance, isn't he?
I don't think so.
He's part of the Poker Alliance. He was in that poker.
No, it was Kim Tyson.
No, but we saw around the
Rob,
table, people that were actually at
Jeremy.
The table.
Yeah, he was at the table, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so.
I want to Google it. Survivor Poker Alliance.
I could be wrong.
Poker, I hardly know her. Survivor.
Yeah, good times.
I could be wrong.
Look, Google auto-filled it.
Oh boy!
It's Kim Tyson, Rob, right?
Yeah, Jeremy's there in the picture.
Yeah, he's in. Yeah.
Huh.
Just all because right. He's not. He was not mentioned in the alliance on the show.
Because
he wasn't on that tribe.
Let's see. Rob, Boston Rob, Tyson, Jeremy, Kim, and two other like non-survivor players.
Isn't Anna Kate in that too? In that picture?
No, Anna Kate.
I'm pretty sure Anna Kate's one of the
Kim's
people.
And Jonathan Little and Joe Stapes.
I know Jay's looking hard for that, but he can't see her.
All right. Anyway, back to the show. Does anybody else? Island Mix, Edge of Extinction, we kind of talked about how Natalie is the one that gets it. Like, kudos to Amber, at least, for thinking outside the box that it's numbers that somewhere on camp, she just, you know, checked the wrong.
Yeah, I thought she had it.
I know. I was really excited for her.
I know.
I love Natalie too.
Yeah,
so
I love Natalie. I'm pulling for Natalie, but I also Amber is an old school favorite of mine, so I'm also pulling for her too.
True.
Well, anything she's doing, she's not doing to help herself. She's doing to help her husband.
Yeah.
At this point,
what's wrong with that?
I'm not saying anything wrong with it. I'm just saying that's what she's doing.
Well, because he's still in the game, yeah.
But yeah. But there's something interesting to the strategy with the tokens now. At this point, for now, she has three. But her thought process here is like you need to make sure you get somebody that's bold enough to want to make that move because you want to get the fire token. You want to lose that chance. So,
right.
The pick of Sarah I thought was an interesting one.
Because it easily could have been someone who said, "No, it's not worth me taking a chance."
I wonder if she remembered that she did play that steal the vote thing right, and that's why she picked her. I don't know. She didn't say that in a talking head that I recall, but
I mean, it could be. But I think she just knows Sarah's personality that she is like. If she had sent that to Sandra, it probably she would be like, "Eh, I'm good."
Because I don't see Sandra sneaking into
Tony.
Camp.
You know, I would have given it to Tony, but maybe she didn't want to give Tony an advantage. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So people that she could have given it to: Sarah, Tony. Kim might be desperate enough, but she wasn't on the same tribe as Kim, right? Or wait.
No, I don't think it mattered the tribe.
No, that she wouldn't know that Kim anyway. Was desperate. Who went home?
Yeah.
Amber went home. Okay, yeah. So they weren't on the same. They weren't on the same tribe.
No, she wouldn't. Like you said, she wouldn't know that
Tyson,
Kim's on the outs.
I think that Tyson totally would have done it.
Oh yeah.
But I figured she would give it to a woman, and I knew she wouldn't give it to Jeremy. I don't know. I just had a feeling it wasn't going to be Jeremy.
Does Jeremy have a token left?
I think so. Yeah, he's got Natalie's token.
Natalie gave him one.
Oh, Natalie gave him a token. That's right. Yep. I knew she did something for him.
Yeah. So, all right. Anybody else have anything to talk about with this episode other than lamenting?
I did like it. Tribal and Rob thought it was going to be Adam and his smirk. And then Ethan's name came up and he went, what?
Crap. As soon as he smirked, I was like, crap. It's not going to be Adam. I like Adam, but I would have sacrificed Adam because I really wanted to see Ethan play.
Me too. I'm with you, Carl. I'm with you.
Yeah, I agree. I was
again, love Adam,
Adam
too.
Didn't make it.
I think Adam's toast anyway, but
I don't know. Adam, if Adam quiets down and plays, you know, a rather low key game up until the merge, I think Adam could.
But,
or
but
until
this
a swap.
This is the same game he played before.
Yeah, didn't he overplay last time and then have to like go low?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
But it worked the last time because this time people should know his game and know he's super smart and super strategic. Yeah. I would vote him out as soon as possible.
Yep, I agree.
He is smart, but
anywho.
Yeah. All right, we got a bunch of feedback this week.
All right. Well, let me put in the listener feedback music. Before we do that, let's take a quick commercial break.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Time to hear what you all thought about this episode. Colleen, take it away.
All right, so our first email is actually from last week. It is from Mark. Hey, guys.
Mark!
Mark! We don't have anything with that. Mark! Mark is the spot.
Mark!
Okay, so Mark says, "Hey guys, long
is
time."
Is this gonna be a long email or a short one?
Long time Lost listener, huge Survivor fan. Fan question of the day: if the characters from Lost played Survivor, who would win? Also, would anyone quit? I'll pick Saeed to win. I'll pick Miles to quit because no one likes him, right, Jack? Great show. Keep up the good work.
I don't see Miles quitting. Well, we know Locke wouldn't win. Actually, Locke would be the one to quit.
No, he wouldn't. Shut your mouth.
We're going to vote this way. Don't tell me who to vote for.
He would be the Adam that overplays at the very beginning and then has to.
Don't tell me who to vote for.
Who
would win? That's Saeed's a good guess. I like that.
Saeed's a good guess. Kate's a good guess.
Son?
Sawyer.
Son's a good guess. Sawyer's that guy that you he's Russell Hans is Sawyer.
Okay.
I don't think Kate could win.
If Michelle can win, Kate can win.
Oh, I thought you were gonna make a joke about if Claire could win. If Michelle could win, Claire could win.
Yeah.
Claire quits.
That's
right?
My vote.
Claire goes home pre-merge. Claire is totally pre-merge.
Could Charlie win?
No, Hurley. Charlie is also pre-merge, let's be honest.
Hurley could win.
Yep. Hurley could win.
Extremely likable.
Yep.
Unless they take him out early.
Yeah, if Hurley gets to the end, he's at the best, you know.
And the challenge is he's spry.
But
so.
if they find out he's already like a bajillionaire because of the lottery, they might not vote for him.
Yeah. Well, they don't believe him, so.
All right, I'm going to go Jin. And Jack quits. The way it was originally intended.
I'm gonna say
Jack would probably quit. You know who would win? Ben.
Oh
yeah, Ben Linus.
Yeah, Ben's
Russell's
hands.
I'm going Juliet.
Oh, Juliet.
You know, started out a little rough, but everybody loved her by the end.
That's true. We all did love her at the end.
Juliet would go out with a bang. So,
too soon. Nice. It's only been 10 years.
Well, Boone would be the first medevac, clearly.
Oh, yeah. I think Jin could. I pick Jin for the win.
Yeah, he's got a great story.
He does have a great story.
Yeah.
Starts out also a bit rough, and then by the end, he's speaking English and everyone loves him.
Well, is it English-speaking Jen or non-English-speaking Jen?
English-speaking, right?
Because it's
okay. Because it's
non-English. It's about
speaking
the journey,
Jen,
but not.
Really
it's not
chance.
Because he learned to speak English. I just want to put that out there for clarification. We mean nice Jen versus henchman Jim.
What about Rose?
Oh, Rose is like Sandra. Rose would be like your Sandra. Mm-hmm.
Anna Lucia, she shoots the competition. She wins by default.
Yeah, I can't see Anna Lucia winning.
Boone would be bad in the challenges. He'd fall off a cliff or something, get hurt. Yeah. Or what about Scott or Steve? No, because because that's the thing. I voted for Scott. Scott was already voted out last week. It's Steve.
Yeah, Scott and Steve are out pretty quick, and they're the who when we're trying to remember who was on that season.
Nikki and Paula, because no one would even know they were there until the end of the game. They make the final three, right? Suddenly they just show up at the final three. Nikki and Paula.
What was the Johnny Fairplay season where the players come back?
Pearl Island.
Yeah, Pearl Island.
Yeah. What were they called? Oh, gosh. There's a whole bunch of people that are screaming at us right now. Yeah.
Anyway. All right.
So you're saying
great
that he's
email.
The Lil?
Yeah, there you go. all right. Great email, Mark. Thank you for emailing in.
Yeah,
great,
that was fun.
Great question.
That was fun.
Mark.
Who do we land on? Juliet versus Jin versus Rose in the final three?
Yep.
There you go. Still say Nikki Paolo because...
No.
Nobody says that. I mean, I guess you could, but nobody would honestly say it. All right. What's what next email do we have, Colleen?
Nikki and Paolo are so pre-merge, it's not even funny. Yeah.
They're like the definition
could
of
be,
pre-merge.
They could be pre-merge because nobody would know they're there. That's the point.
Yeah.
So you're just making my Scott and Steve joke.
Yeah.
Didn't I start the Scott and Steve joke?
Possibly. I can't remember. That was like
three minutes
ago.
I believe it was me. But that's okay. It wasn't that good, but you can have it.
Okay. Thank you. I think I improved upon it. I took your joke.
It went from bad to worse. Or bad to...
Bad to just terrible. Okay.
Yeah.
Colin's right. Really good at that.
Yeah, sure. My jokes. They're just okay. All right. Moving on, our next email is from Ed the Creepy Mailman, and he says, Hello, Jack, Colleen, and Jay. So far, I am liking this season. I had a couple of thoughts while enjoying last week's podcast. This is the first time, I think, that we've gotten two emails that were feedback. I love that, like from the previous week. Keep it up, guys. This is great. First thought, not sure if I missed this, but... Do the remaining survivors know about the Island of Extinction? Yes, they do.
Yes.
Or do they assume that they're voted off and they go home? No, they absolutely know about it.
They said at the very beginning on
the fire. They know they're getting the fire tokens from someone.
Yeah,
but Jeff always never says. He goes, "You'll be voted out of the game." He doesn't say you go dead. I mean, they do know, but it's weird how he phrases it.
No, they know. They know that they're going to edge of it.
No, I know they know, but it's not how Jeff says it when he says.
Gotcha. Well, you know, 40 seasons of habit. He's not changing now.
That's true. Well, I guess they know Natalie's coming back in, so it's.
Second thought. If Boston Rob makes it to the family visit, will Amber be the family member and Boston Rob start crying because he couldn't save her? In the voice of Rupert the Great. This is war!
I don't think she can't be.
I heard this somewhere. I don't know if I read it. I saw it on Twitter or RHAP. I cannot remember, but somebody said that they flew two family members out each or some for each contestant or something like that. I could be making this up. Maybe I dreamed it.
So maybe all their kids.
That'd be cool.
Because you have to you pick it ahead of time, right? You choose who the member you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Fairplay picked his grandmother.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. I doubt it would be Amber, though, but I am curious to see who it would be. I don't think we're getting that far. And if we get that far, then y'all dumb.
How would it suck if it's family visit, Rob makes it, and it's his kids, but but Amber's not there.
Oh, no, they have four kids, so they each put two kids down, and only two of them got to go out.
All right, but she doesn't get to see her kids, but that'd Rob gets pretty... to see. How much would that suck?
Well, that'd be pretty messed up.
Maybe Rob brings his mom out.
Yeah. Or his brother. Amber, oh, my God, maybe he brings his brother.
Who is his family for the time he won? Was it his brother? Who was the family visit that year?
I didn't watch it. I only watched the end of that year. I don't know.
Move it on.
You'd have to pick kids because at that age they change so fast. I mean, so.
I don't know if they'd want to bring their kids all the way out there halfway across the world, especially because their youngest is what, like.
Dan did.
Dan makes a lot of really poor choices in life, so. I wouldn't use that as a good example. Use him as
your I'm just saying, Dan did.
Gosh. Yeah.
All right, moving on.
All right, moving on. Third thought. Can they please drop rewards from Extinction Island from a drone in a little parachute, just like in the Hunger Games? Example, Jeremy is talking in, oh my, what is this? It's a little gift from Natalie.
That's fun.
And final thought, your tally game, each of you pick who will be the GOAT, that would be the third place finisher, who gets to sit there and get zero votes. One tally point. Just an idea. Until next time, Ed the Mailman.
Thank you, Ed the Creepy Mailman. Or letter carrier, I should say.
He uses mailman.
He would. all right. Next email, Colleen.
Okay. Are we going to pick our goats?
We'll do it. Tally the votes.
Okay. Because we'll technically we do it. That when we do our finale show, but we don't pick it this far out. But we should do that for next year because I think it'd be interesting to do that at the pre.
Well, Colleen will be running the tally game at that point because I will be retired.
That's right. I forgot. You're retired. All right,
Sandra.
Like Sandra, I'm going out on top.
All right, well, Mandy.
You're going out.
Mandy. But didn't you say that if Wendell wins or Jeremy?
If Wendell or Jeremy wins, I may come back. Otherwise, I'm Sandra. I'm retiring.
Oh, I'm going to really miss you. This is going to be really sad.
It's going to be okay.
It's not going to be okay. This is like
you're
our time.
You're married to me. We share a bed.
I know, but you go to bed so early.
I'm an old man.
Jay is like, it's 10, peace. And I'm like, it's 10. I just finished making lunches and I want to sit down. Anyway, that's only half true.
So what you're saying is if Jay was playing the game and Natalie gave him an advantage where he would have to sneak into camp when everyone went to sleep.
Oh,
Jay's
yeah,
like,
you would not do that, would you, Jay?
Screw it. What time's everyone in bed here? Oh, God, there's no way.
I'm not a night person.
I'm keeping my fire token because I can't. I can't stay awake.
Well, I might go over, but I probably wouldn't do Survivor just because I enjoy rest.
I would do Survivor. I would totally do Survivor.
Like it's a miracle I had children because I generally like to be rested. I'm not one to do well without rest.
Yeah, you did a lot for the first one.
Okay.
First one never slept, so neither of us slept. Yeah. The second one slept all right until teething.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I would just sleep in a chair with him. And that's why we got that chair for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it worked out well. Okay, anyway.
This relates to Survivor really well.
So well. That's why Parvati's doing so
Mandy's
well.
Mandy's emails are so long.
Mandy, okay, here we go. Mandy, please hold while I pick my jaw up off of the floor. Damn! Red as typed. Jeremy and Michelle.
Damn.
It was like that. What's that addiction show? Or is the one guy? It reminded me of that guy.
Thanks. I've never seen that show, but thanks.
Yeah, is that like really over the top cry? But
she finishes up with, that was a really fun episode, Baby Shark, Recon Mission, Nail Biter of a Challenge, and a huge blindside. What more could we ask for? I don't know. Maybe that it wasn't Ethan. And then we have a one final email from, guess who?
Who?
Victoria.
Victoria. Yes. And she says, sorry if this doesn't make it in time. It did. So, wow. Didn't see that coming. Great episode. Natalie is amazing. Get her back in the game. Love the gameplay from Jeremy. And I thought I would never, and I never thought I would say this, but Michelle too? Weird. Challenge looked like fun, and wow, was it a nail biter. I love this episode, even though I hated the end result. Love you guys. Love you too. And also, I did love this episode as well, even though I still hated the end result. I think Jay is trying to look up for a soundboard clip of this guy.
I still love you.
Damn.
Yeah, there you go. Damn. Go ahead.
I'm more of a damn kind of person.
Go ahead.
That was it.
Okay.
So everybody is pretty upset about the pretty upset.
All right. Well, that is what you all thought. And now it is time to tally the votes.
Oh, if you want to send us an email, survivorjjc@gmail.com.
That is a thing.
That's a thing.
All right. Let's go and see where we ranked Ethan here. He was a favorite before and then during, and it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt everyone.
I didn't get any points.
We all said merge.
He was my final three.
No, he wasn't. We all said merge.
No, he was my final three.
You had Tony.
Oh, okay. That's right. I wrote in print.
He was your final pick, right?
Amber.
Yeah, he was my winner's pick. That's right.
You had Amber.
For final three, I had Amber?
Yep.
Well, I'm not.
Is this a battle to see who can do worse? Because right now it's between Colleen and I.
Yeah. And Sandra.
Oh, man.
Damn, Colleen, what the hell were you thinking?
I think I might lose all three of my picks pre-merge.
Michelle.
Hey,
Michelle.
You put her as your final three.
I did.
She's looking pretty good. She might actually make it.
Wait, Jack, who'd you pick? Oh, you picked Rob to win it all. Okay.
What the hell? I mean, he doesn't get any votes.
That's true.
Right?
That is true. All right, well, who do we say was going home today? Jack, you said Tony. I said Kim. Colleen
said Rob.
We all kept the same ones that we said in episode
That's right.
two. Now it's episode four. Will we finally change it up?
Am I still up 1-0?
We'll say that at the end. Why are we trying to jump
ahead? Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm not.
It's really tough to add zero to however many ones you have.
F you. Why don't you go do a dramatic reading of Damn?
Damn!
Yankees!
I'm going to say Adam. He's got to pay for his sins. Going home. Colleen.
Oh, man.
He's going home.
I don't think it's going to be Adam. I think Adam has been effectually neutered. I still want to go with Boston Rob.
She's going to stick. Okay.
How do you not take him out? I just don't understand.
I mean, a broken clock's right twice a day. So maybe eventually it'll land.
He's going to go to final three because all my final three are leaving.
How cool would it be if Sandra and Rob made it 1-2 and then you have the GOAT?
And what, the GOAT wins or does Sandra or Rob
win? No, the vote is between Sandra and Rob. So you know that. The person finishing.
The
if I was the one in third, I'd say, screw it. I know I'm not getting a vote.
Or a tie, and then the GOAT votes.
Ah.
Right? Yeah. Like with Wendell and who do you play against again?
Dominic.
Yeah.
Well, anywho, those are our. Oh, Jack, you didn't pick. Sorry.
I did. It doesn't really matter because I'm going to be wrong.
I know. I'm going to be wrong. At this point, I'm 100% going to be wrong.
I think it's either Adam or Tyson.
I'm gonna say it's Tyson. Yeah, I don't know why.
Tyson.
He went against the Queen.
Yeah, because they're kind of setting it up in this week's episode. It didn't happen, so that would mean that it'll probably happen next episode, right?
And she doesn't forget, so.
No, she does not.
All right. And now winner's picks. Colleen, Ethan is out.
Ugh.
This next pick that you have will net you 5 points if they win. If you lose this one. All you can get from that point on is 1 point.
And Jay, you still have, who's yours?
I still have my winner pick, Wendell.
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 Not the city, the name.
Right. I know, I'm sorry. Wendell.
Town, rather.
Wendell.
All right, so Colleen, who's your winner's pick?
Oh, shoot.
Go with Michelle for old time's sake. Jeremy Michelle seems to be a good spot right now.
I know, Jeremy.
She could win it.
Man.
That would be insane if she was the only other two.
That is
winner.
That is where Jay definitely retires from the game.
I am so upset still. Wait.
You got to pick.
Wait, didn't I? Okay, wait. If this is a power move right here, like a big move.
Mm-hmm.
So back in our preview show, I had put Tony in my final three, and if he makes it, I get an extra 5 points, right?
Uh-huh.
So what if I put Tony as my new winner's pick? Would I get the 5 points for that and the extra 5 points for him being in the final three?
Yeah.
No.
It's the original bet. I gave her 5 points if he makes it final three.
No, but she's asking for 5 extra points.
Right? No, she would get 5 points, just the 5 points for...
Oh, okay. I thought it was the bet.
Not an additional 5 points.
Okay, cool.
So... I'm about to lose 10 points.
you're not negative points on either of them. I was just giving you the 5.
I know. I think Denise is a good pick. Denise is looking pretty good. We've got a lot of positive from Denise. I think Denise could go far. I think Sophie could go far.
Just pick someone. Jeez.
I know.
It's 10-10.
You got 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Keep giving dead air. It's great.
All right. Okay, fine. I am going to give some love to... I got to give it to Denise, I guess.
All right, Denise.
Not a bad pick.
That's a good pick. Better than Jack's Rob.
I mean, Michelle is looking pretty good, but people that come out this good this early generally, you know, sometimes encounter issues.
Well, we are 3 episodes in, and only one tally point has been awarded, and that's Jack with 1 measly tally point. So this season
more than,
is going
more
good.
Than yours, 0.
We will let everyone have time to marinate in the goat pick, and I will require it by next week. What do you guys say? Goat pick for a point.
Well, do we want to give Culling 2 weeks?
Shush.
It's about the amount of time she needs. She'll still be not undecided by it next week. All right.
I want to pick.
I don't know. It's just so difficult.
That'll do it for this week's show. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Nick is my goat pick. There, I've made my decision.
Also, send an email to SurvivorJJC@.
I forgot about Nick.
I know. That's why he's my goat pick. He's definitely not winning because he's been completely invisible.
Tell that to Michelle.
He's getting the Michelle's winner.
No, because Michelle, at least we saw and heard something from her every single episode. Random things that we were like, why is this here?
I'm Michelle. Don't forget about me.
But like Nick, we haven't heard. We like kind of keep forgetting that he exists. So there we go.
All right.
I completely forgot about him.
Yeah.
If you use Amazon, use our link, jayandjack.com/Amazon.
All lowercase letters.
And, become a patron today. This show is made possible by our patrons, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Ed the Creepy Mailman, and Drake the Destroyer. Thank you to all of our patrons. You can find a full list at jandjack.com. And that'll do it for this week's episode. We'll see you all next time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye.
Damn.